And keep an eye and when the pot boils over. And he said he would. And she comes back a little later, and the pot's boiling over like crazy. Everything's falling all over the stove and everything else. And she said, "I thought you asked you to look when it watched, when it boiled over." He said, "I did. It was exactly 2:47. Well, I thought it was good. The point is that when we have to look for something, we just don't look for it. We have to do something about it. And the point is, we are looking now toward the coming of the Lord at the end of time. We have to do something about it to prepare. As we begin this new year, it's natural for us to look to Christmas, but Advent is about much more than Christmas. The first part of this season is a reminder that something else is coming. The end of all things, the end of the world, and the fulfillment of all of God's promises. Isaiah, whom we will hear very often through this season, reminds us of this. He talks about the day of judgment, and it will be a day when judgment is perfect and complete and absolute. And the whole world will be changed. Swords will be turned into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks, because the whole world will be back to where it should be. The world will be at peace. There'll be no need for armies or weapons. And that's when we are to walk in the light of the Lord, with our minds and hearts wholly submitted to God, to the Lord's way. And as we wait for and pray for the time of judgment and fulfillment, we are to cooperate with God's will to help build up the coming of and build up and prepare for the coming of that kingdom. Paul also reminds us in the second reading that we are to be awake, understanding the days are shorter. The days are closer to our coming before the Lord than they were yesterday. And we have to prepare for that. We have to live as God calls us, putting to death anything that's evil or selfish, putting the evil desires behind us, making no provision for the things of the flesh, because we know that God provides for all that we need, not what we want. And in the gospel, Jesus reminds us that the time, again, is getting nearer. And we need to prepare for the Lord's coming, because we do not know when the Lord is coming. We don't know. We know that it's closer than it was yesterday, but that's as much as we know. We are therefore to live each day as children of God, as brothers and sisters to all of our people, the people in our world, and sharing our faith with others so that they may come to understand that this world is not all there is. We have to be ready to give an account of ourselves, to teach others that this world is passing away. We are to live as good citizens of this world. Even though this world is passing away, we are to live as good citizens of this world, caring for those in need, building a more just society, still knowing that this world is passing away. We are called to share the good news of God's love for each of us, to know that he desires that each one come to understand his love for us and for each of us, and to help others by grace that God provides through us to come to the knowledge of God's love and his mercy. We are to live and to pray for Jesus' coming at the end of our lives and at the end of the world, to help others to understand that God's promises through Jesus are to be absolutely trusted, because God is truth, And we ask the Lord for the grace to live in him each day, so that when the Lord calls us from this world, or when this whole world passes away, we may have a dwelling that remains forever in the kingdom of heaven.